No, that's even a few minutes late. Anyway, like, okay. Here we go.
Sometimes when you have to, you can't.
So now we're moving on, and I kept developing this year more and more, as you saw, because I kept going back, and Andy Marmacom was back. So in order, the real focus will ultimately get to the Tosfos and the Rajma that I had, you see, and the other side issues. But I added an intro yesterday, hopefully you saw, but if not, we'll spoon feed it. And that is, as you know, these are Gemaras, like those of you learn Maseches Shabbos. I think we're talking about Chiluk Malachas here, right? So, what's the source for Chiluk Malachas? Again, that's Gemara talks about Chiluk Malachas here. So, what's the source for it? So, the Gemara in Shabbos has three sources for it. One of them is Mechale Mos Yumas. Second one is Havara Lechalek Yatzeis. And the third one, Achas Mehena, Mehena, that has like four different drushes in it. Achas Shehena, Hena Sheachas. So Achas Shehena is Chiluk Malachas. Okay. So, the basic, again, you have three different sources. So you could just say, okay, different sources. And the different sources, the reason why they have three different sources is because, let's say, Havara Lechalek Yatzeis, you might not accept that one because you hold Havara Lav Yatzeis, right? So, but maybe there's something more fundamental, conceptually, in these drushes. At least in some of them might be more locked into a certain approach. Okay. So, if you saw, I had you see a Rashi and a Tosfos Rid, where Rashi says something strange. It's not the Rashi isn't the only Rashi. Rashi says it in a couple of different places that he talks about different malacha. In the Chiluk Malacha, he says Gufen Muchlakim. While Tosfos Rid basically holds it Shemos Muchlakim. What are we talking about? So I also had you see the Mishnayos. Okay, and three different Mishnayos in Maseches Krisis. As to where you have chiluk in terms of karbanos outside of Shabbos. So one example they have is that we just said shemos muchlakim. For example, if you have chelev and dam, so those are different shemos, different shemisser. So of course, even if it's one halama, even if it's one halama for chelev and dam, you're going to bring two karbon chatas for chelev and dam because it's two shemisser. Then there's what's called gufen muchlakim. For example, you have. The example they gave is a person's ball, five different nidas. Say he has five wives, and well, five of them during the nida period, or he didn't know that, you know, a single woman, you know. There's no yes, there was a single woman, but she was a nida, so five nidas. That's also separate chatos. And then the last Mishnah is similar, basically similar to Gufa Muchlakin. It's called like Tamchuyim Muchlakin, where you basically, let's say you have. You take some, chelev, and you put it into a cheeseburger, and you have chelev, and you put it into a chont, right? And you make them into different dishes. So that also becomes like a goof with muklakin, and you get different makas. So the question is, what's the pshat that malachis should be either shemos muklakin or goof with muklakin? L'chaira is like, it shouldn't be either. There's only one Isser in the Torah, Lav in the Torah, Lav is Chol Malacha. On the other hand, where's the Guf and Muchlak? So obviously, if you're talking about Guf and Muchlakin, so you have to understand what Guf and Muchlakin means. If you just look at it, it's all different Gufs, so what kind of different Gufs are on different Malachas? But Guf and Muchlak, I think you have to touch it up, is not that there are different Shem Isserim here, but it's different, we call manifestations of the Yisr. In other words, that you have, let's say by Gufa Muchlakin, you have the Yisr, and it manifests itself in different distinct entities. Okay? And yeah, you wouldn't normally touch up Gufa Muchlakin that way, but I think if you're gonna understand Malachos, Lamentes Malachos is a concept of Gufin Mechlakin. So basically, that's what it's really saying. It's saying that there's this one lav, there's one Shei Mitzvah of Losa Sekol Malacha, but it manifests itself in 39 different activities. That's what Gufin Mechlakin means. Sheimos Mechlakin basically is saying that the Chiddush HaTorah is that even though it only says Lo Saseh Kol Malacha, really we view it as if it's Lo Saseh Boirer, Lo Saseh Bishul. Okay? Now if you look at the Afiyah, what? Gufin Mechlakin is saying all there is one Shei Mitzvah. Lo Saseh Malacha. Lo Saseh Kol Malacha. Period. But that Isser manifests itself in different distinct activities. Same way it manifests itself in different distinct entities. Okay? That's what Gufin Mechlakin means. The other one is saying, no. It's like the Torah says, Lo Saseh Malacha, but really, okay, conceptually, he's a 39 different Sheimos of Isser. It's like Lo Saseh Borer, Lo Saseh Afiyah, which is a bishop. Lo Saseh Afiyah, Lo Saseh Shchita. Now, if you go to the Psukim, okay, I'm going to show you something fascinating. If you go to the Psukim, so, Mechaleh Mos Yumas, what would you say that sounds like? Sheimos Mechlakin or Gufin Mechlakin? Gufin, because what's the limud? What's the limud? Read the Gemara, you have the Gemara here? Ayin, Shabbos? Listen to the Lashon. Mechala Mosimas Ha Taira Rivsa Misos Harbe Al Chilul Achas. Right? We'll go to the last one. Achas Shehiena. Achas Mehena. Once again, Achas Shehiena is Achas. It happens to be many. So it sounds, I would say that sounds like Gufin Mechlakin. Okay? So interestingly, the Tosis Rid, who basically says it's like Chelev and Dam, Sheimos Mechlakin, this is what he says when he says his Shita. You ever had the sheet, the first sheet, Tosis Rid sheet? The Tosis Rid sheet, listen to this. Do you have it? Mishumai Masrina, this Perish, Kevan Dahavara, listen to this. Kevan dahavara lechalek yatzes ki'ilu ksiv lav akol melacha umelacha. And he only quotes, I guess say, kevan the, right, that we have a chiluk melachas, based on the, you know, Gemara Shavis, Davayin. He says, kevan dahavara lechalek yatzes ksiv, right? There's a lav akol melacha ki'ilu ksiv lav akol melacha umelacha dami. Because it's, what does it say? Lo sivaru eish v'chol melacha zeichem. And that's basically teaching you that every single other melacha, this is obviously what Tosafot is learning, is like lo sivaru eish v'chol melacha zeichem. Meaning, they're each like their own lav. Fascinating. Now, I'm not saying that Rashi, who says Gufin Mechlakin, anyone else says Gufin Mechlakin, couldn't also go with the limud. I'm not going to make the machlokes a machlokes, you know, necessarily a machlokes tanayim amarayim, the machlokes we showed him. Because it could be that Rashi understands Avar l'chalek yatzis the same way. That's just the way it tells us that we treat it as if, right, these are different lavim. They're not really different lavim. They're Gufin Mechlakin. Okay.
I didn't really understand why, first of all, how we know it includes all the other lavim, like why, maybe it's to exclude all the others. Maybe it's Dafko and Los of Aroesh and not all the others. Otherwise, why just this one?
No, that's...
Second,
no.
Why is it Los of Aroesh?
No,
why,
so that's...
Why
that's,
Dafka that one and not some other random... Like, what is it about Los of Aroesh?
No, so the first question is, that's good for the Shaila between Lelav and... Right? You know, Lelav is basically saying this is unique. And that this is the only one that's Lelav, as opposed to everything else, which is Chamor. Okay, the other one is basically saying it's just it's to teach you, it's like, it's sort of like a mamatzino dika thing that, to, you know, they're not going to repeat it every time, you just one, and this is the
example.
an example. But you're asking why you know, what is they usually, that's a good question. The shaila they usually more ask when you're learning Shabbos is, what's the svara of the lav yatzeis? In terms of the nature of the malacha versus the other malachas. Mm-hmm. I don't know, that's a good kasha. I'd call the Rosh Hashiva, the Shabbos expert, and ask him, but he's busy right now. Anyway, Mike there. So, but for our purposes right now, so what do we see? We see that in terms of the avos, there's two ways to go in terms of the avos malacha. Okay? The avos malacha could be viewed as different shemos, or gufim uchlakim. Why is this so relevant to our tosmos? Okay, and the other Rishonim. I'm going to zero in. There's a lot here. I just want to make sure we get to the core parts here. I'm going to zero in on our Tosfos and what the Rashba says. There's two. Tosfos gives two Teirutzim to his Kasha. Okay? The Odia Shlomar at the end, different ways to learn that. Like what he goes to when he talks about the last line. I'm going to go with the first two Pshatim in Tosfos and the Rashba. But what's the kasha? Kasha, Tosfos asked, that many Rishonim ask, is after the Gemara went ahead and explained, according to the Chachamim, that Toloseyan Kayotze Behen, but Ma'ika Bein Av Letolda is in terms of the halachic ramifications of the categorization, namely, that when you have two avos, you bring two chatos, if it's by the Hadei Adade, if you have two totals from different avos, then you bring two chatos, but if you have an av and a total day, then you bring one. That's what we discussed, we spent last year dealing with. But what we're dealing with today is Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara asks, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that you are chayiv two chatos when you have the av and the tol the day be'adei adadi, so my bein, like what's the significance of av and tolda? So Gemara answers, hachta av mishkan hashiva, right? Kari le'av, hachta lo av mishkan, different gisos, mishkan hashiva is going to be a tolda. Okay. So the Parshat Balabatish Pshat is, there is no nafkamina, it's just categorization purposes with no halachic ramifications. It's just defining. But we're going to see that not everyone holds that way. But before we get to that, Tosfos asks a great question. He says, what do you mean? According to Eliezer, just say, the nafkamina is that you have to be, we know from Gemara elsewhere in Shabbos, that you have to be masra, the tolda mishumav. And that's the machlokes in Shabbos, right? Mishamer. What is Mishamer? Mishum Merakeh? Or is it Mishum Bayrek? Right? What's Mishamer? Mishamer is you pour the wine and you sift out the sediment from the wine. So what is that? Is that Merakeh? Or is that Bayrek? The Nafkamina is in terms of Hasra. What are you going to give Asra for? So Tosfos says, and Tosfos' assumption is, that would be a meaningful nafkamina halachically, according to Rabbi Eliezer. So he has two teirutz. We're going to go to the second teirutz first, and then we're going to come back to the first one. The second teirutz he gives is, you know what? Ein achinami. That is a nafkamina. And that's exactly what Hachta Abim Mishkin Chashiva is telling us. That we have now, right, defining what the av and the tolda is, and once we know that, so then we know what the av is, so we can give the asra mishum that av. Little kvetchy, and if you went through all the different, you know, I don't know if you probably didn't do it, but if you look through the shita, you see all the slew of achronim, they go crazy on this, but that's, for our purposes, that's what he says, that ein achinami. According to Rabbi Eliezer, even though an Av and a Tolda, you're going to be Chayiv Tu Chatos, you still have to be Masra the Tolda Mishum Av. Meaning, The guy goes Merakeh. Does the guy goes Meshamer? You have to give him Asra. If you do that, what you're doing, taking out that sediment, you're doing the Malacha of Merakeh. You're doing the Malacha of Bayret. And if you don't do that, that's what Tarzan says. Well, if you don't try, if you don't believe me, or if you don't remember, V'od Yesh Lomar, D'zehu Shemetaretz, Hach Dahavi, Havai B'Mishkan Kari Le'av, V'tzaruch La'asros Atolda B'Shma. Tzaruch, you have to do it. As opposed to his first tenets, we'll come to in a bit. That is the way, okay, Tosfos answers the kasha. What was his kasha then in the first place? Okay, truth of the matter is, his kasha could be at the end of the day, okay, gufa, right? Well, I'm not talking about his kasha. The kasha of the Gemara. I'm asking, according to him, what was the kasha of the Gemara? Right? If the answer is hach tahavi v'mishkan chashiva, so what was the Gemara in the Havi? He was asking, oh, my bane. It didn't know that you have to do Hasra told him Mishumav. But we're going to get a little assist with this. Because if you got to the Rajba, look at the Rajba. If not, I'll hand it out to you because I had some extras. Look at the end of the Rajba. Mara Makkaim 20. He says something fascinating. He asks the same question. Look at the last two lines. Yesh lomar dila Rabbi Eliezer kevon shein muchlokos lechatos min ha'avos leschayiv bahen bimkom av eino bedin sheyischayiv al tolda ki masrabe mishum av didei. He totally rejects Tosos' position all along. So again, that could be that, according to Tosos in his parents, that could have been what the Havamina of the Gemara was. But basically what we end up having here is something wild. That both the common denominator of both Tosos and the Rajba, Tosos number two, Teres number two, and the Rajba, as opposed to Tosos number one, which we'll get to in a second, is that they're going with the assumption that you have to be Masre, the Tolda Mishum Av. That's 100% that has to be done according to the Chachamim. That is Mea Achuz. Okay? Which, whether you go with, okay, according to Tosfos, even Rabbi Eliezer holds, you have to be Masre, the Tolda Mishum Av. Okay? The only question is, right, machlokes between the Rajma and Tosfos is that the Rajma says only the Chachamim demand that your Masra the Tolda Mishum Av. But Tosfos holds, even Rabbi Eliezer holds that, even though Rabbi Eliezer holds that an Av Bimkoim, a Tolda Bimkoim Av, is going to have to bring two Chatos, while the Chachamim holds there's only going to be one Chatos. But in terms of the halacha of being master, told him Mishumav, Tosfos holds both Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim agree. And the Rajma holds, they go together. If you hold that you're going to be chayiv two chatos, like Rabbi Eliezer says, then there's no, you can't be master, the told him Mishumav. While the Chachamim hold, you have to. Okay. Now what's interesting is, Tosfos in his first teretz, so we're going to be masvid this machlokas soon enough. Tosfos in his first teretz, right, basically says, agrees that there's no difference between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in this, but he says neither the Chachamim or Rabbi Eliezer demand hasra mishumav. It's just that if you do the wrong one, then it's not going to be good. So when the Gemara said, Machokes, whether or not Misham is Mishum Merakeh or Mishum Barer, that wasn't saying that you have to, you could, but it's important nafkamina because if you butcher it, it's going to mess things up. It's going
to
be like...
like having a debt, you don't have to have this mind. You have this mind, it's got to be right.
Right. Now what's fascinating, which we'll talk about it also soon, is that why isn't it good? So you and I would say it's not good because you're butchering it. And therefore it's not a good...
If I just humans.
Yeah, but you say, meaning it's not a good asra. That's not what Tosafot says. Tosafot says, in principle, it's not the worst thing in the world in terms of the asra. It's just that the one who's listening will think you're being malig, that you're messing with him. Okay, so we're going to explain that as well. But first, let's deal with the first machlokas. The first machlokas being, assuming that the chachamim hold, you have to be master that told him mishumav. Does Rabbi Eliezer agree to that? Okay, and not only does he agree to that, according to the Rajba, it won't even be effective. Okay. So before we even analyze this machlokas, we have to really ask ourselves, the first thing we have to really ask ourselves is, what's the pshat according to the Chachamim that we don't say that you bring two chatos for the Avad Atolda? What's really the pshat there? What's really the pshat there? Av and Atolda, especially, let's say you say, not like the Tosafot writ, that the different avos you bring two. Why? Because gufin muchlakim, not shemos muchlakim. Because if you held that the lamed tes malachos, the reason why they're different chatos is because shemos muchlakim, so then it's simple. Toldos, there's no shemos muchlakim between the av and the tolda. The shame is the shame of the av. But if you hold the pshat in lamed tes malachos is that it's goof and muchlaka, that it's manifesting itself in a different activity, so what's the difference between an av and the tolda? Should be the same. Meaning everyone should hold like who? Like Rabbi Eliezer. That the same way you bring two chatos from two avos, or two toldos from different avos, so too, an av and its tolda. And a tolda and its tolda. And a told and another told in the same av also. Kufin Mukhlakin. What's the pshat? So what you have to say is, anyway, could you get something, but I think key aside is here in obviously told the Shabbos here. That if you hold Kufin Mukhlakin by the avos and not by the toldos, like the Chachamim. So again, when we say Gufin Mukhlakin, we don't say everything is Gufin Mukhlakin. Let's say, like, let me ask you a question. If, you made two Yedidya burgers, right? Out of the same meat. So you wouldn't say, and I eat back to back, right? Two identical Yedidya burgers that have the chalav in them. You guys know what Yedidya burgers are from the teal, the big, fat, juicy. Maybe they have some, chalev in it. Shuman, for sure, a lot of shuman. I don't know about chalev. So, what would you say there? It's Gufin Mukhlakin. Different burgers. No. There might be different burgers, but it's all burger. Just like it's, cut up. So, obviously, if it's not going to be Gufin Mukhlakin, it has to manifest itself in something that's distinct, in distinct entities. So if you take chalev and you put it in a chult, you take chalev and you put it in a burger, so that might be gufin muchlakin. So there has to be that the lav is manifesting itself in distinct entities. Oh. So what Chachamim Pashtus holds, if you hold like Rashi, that the pshat in the avos is gufin muchlakin, so what you have to say is that gufin muchlakin, what makes it distinct, is not the form or the pu'ula of the malacha, the raw pu'ula of the malacha, but rather the tchuna, the concept, okay? The nature of the malacha has to be distinct. For example, you have zireya. So zireya, you have a seed, you pour water. You also have noiteya. You put a plant in, or yeah, which is a tolda, or you have hashka, which is pouring water on one of the rapid shevish trees, or zoymer, Zemira. So these are all different pu'ulos, but in terms of the conception and the nature of the activity, they're all promoting growth activities. That's what a tolda is, right? The tolda basically is a different surah, a different form, a different pu'ula, but it has the same core nature, a tchuna of what the activity is promoting, is doing.
Is it the goal?
What? So is it the tachlis? Is it the tie? It is the tachlis, but I want to bring it in terms of the actual activity, because we want to talk in terms of distinguishing between the activities. So these are four formats of the same of growth promoting activity. Okay? You're right. He also could talk about it in terms of the tachlis. I had this discussion with the Rosh Hashiva in the car. He was calling it the tachlis. That's what they usually say in the books. Right? The tolda is the same tachlis, but we got to do it in terms of, we're talking now in the guf and muchlakim. So in terms of so that's why I'm calling it the nature of the activity as opposed to the tzura of the activity. The nature of this creative activity is, right, is growth promoting activity. By the way, before the Gzeiras HaKosuv, why would we say that even Av Melachos is not Guf and Muchlakin? Because we say the same thing, that it's all basically creative activity. And these are all, right, and that's the core of all Melacha. But here it's saying, no, what is the nature of this creative activity? So that, the Chachamim says, that's what makes the different activities distinct. Not the particular pu'ula, tsura, whatever you want to call it, based on the different avos and toldos books that you read, you know, at night to your kids. Okay? But that's a key site according to Rashi, if you can understand that the avos are guvul muchlakin, and yet the toldos, right, are not distinct from the av. Okay. Right? They're not distinct from the Av because, in terms of its ofi, in terms of its nature, at its core, it's the same. It's not distinct. Now watch this. If we now move over into, so again, just before we move over, so it's very simple. If the Chachamim, the Pshat is Shemos Muchlakin, so it's very simple that the Toldos, you know, unless you held up the Guf and Muchlakin concept here, why would you say Toldos are going to be separate and distinct from its Av? The only reason why the Avos are separate and distinct Lagabe Chatos is because of different Shemos. It's only if you hold Guf and Muchlakin you have to make this fine split between what is a distinct entity in terms of the activity. Oh. So now let's move on to Rabbi Eliezer. Let's say you hold, like Tysus in the second Teretz, that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to be Masra the Tolda Mishum Av. What must that be saying first about the Av? Okay, according to Tosos, both according to the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. Because if you hold it, you have to be Master the Tolda Mishum Av, what nice must you hold that Tosos in the second Teretz holds in terms of the Avos as to the conception of Chiluk Malachos in the Avos? What must it be? As Seth mumbling, he obviously holds it has to be Shemos Muchlakin. Because if you don't hold Shemos Muchlakin, why in the world would you need to be Masra Mishum the Av? Masra, this is Malacha. Because that's the only thing, that's the only shame, Malacha. So obviously in terms of the Av, whether you go with the Chachamim or Rabbi Eliezer, the Av are different, all the Avos are different Shemos. Not different Guf. Is that agreed? Anyone disagree with that? Oh. Now, You have to ask yourself, according to Tosfos, in Rabbi Eliezer, what's the pshat that you have to be masre the Toldah Mishum Av? So it's pretty simple. Because while the Shemos of the Avos are what? Are different when it comes to the Avos, different Shem Isurim, different Lavs Ki'ilu. The Toldos, we don't have that. Havara L'chalek Yatzes, different Shemos of the Av. The pshat in Rabbi Eliezer, you have to say, according to Tosfos, is you know why there are chiluk malachos by the Toldos and the Av, or passes between the Toldos within the same Av, because Rabbi Eliezer holds that there's what guf and muchlakin, and he goes with an expanded vision of guf and muchlakin. He holds that the guf and muchlakin is not only in terms of the core nature, but also in terms of what? In terms of the tzura and the pula. So there, right? Every tolda, once there is a tolda, the same way there is a tzura samalacha, where there's a tzura samalacha in the av, there's also a tzura samalacha in the toldos. So even though within the same av, the toldos of that av and the toldos within the av all have the same basic nature, they have different what? Different suras hamalacha, different pulos hamalacha. And that makes them distinct. They will now demand separate chatos. But you still have to be master what? Toldah mishum av. It's beautiful, no? Comes the what? The Rajba, and he says, hey, that's true according to who? That's true according to the Chachamim. Because all the toldos are part of the Shema. But Rabbi Eliezer holds, you can't. Let's read it again. Kevan she'muchlokos l'chatos min ha'avos l'schayev behen b'makom av eino b'din she'yischayev al toldah ki maser be'im yishum av didei. Because what must Rabbi Eliezer hold? That the toldos, that the havara l'chalek yatzes is not limited to the different what? To the different avos. It's any activity, okay, that is malacha, that will be defined as a distinct malacha, is not only a distinct malacha that in theory could have been different guva, it actually becomes defined as its own shame iser. So you have Nekteya, Hashka, these are all lo saseh hashka. That is a shame of neatzma. So therefore, if that's the case, so Rabbi Eliezer, this is what Rajba holds. You can't go ahead and give hasra for mishamer mishum what? Mishum boirer, because while you might have learned out mishamer from boirer, at the end of the day, boirer is its own shame, and Mishamer is its own shame, and therefore it won't be good. So I'm going to go over. I'm going to say, you guys doing Mishamer. I'm going to say, you know, if you do that, you're going to be over the malacha of boirer and yichayev skila. It wasn't over boirer. This is not boirer. This is the lava of Mishamer. This is the shame of Mishamer. So that is the key machlokas here. But what's the common denominator between Tosfos and the Rajba? And they both hold that the Avos are Shemos Muchlakin, right? But the difference is that Tosfos holds that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Toldos are Gufin Muchlakin, while the Rajba holds that the Toldos are Shemos Muchlakin. But now, before we get to the first Teretz of Tosfos, I'm going to hit you with something wild that I need you to see if you can pull off. And this is gonna really cut it thin. Sorry, these marmot comments I saw today. Okay, but so I couldn't get it to you in time to prepare. But I'll send it out to you later. There's another machlokas between Rashi and other Rishonim. Let me ask you a question. The Gemara here says that you're, they're according to Eliezer, you're chayiv for two chatos, for the tol, for the av and the tol didi day. What about two toldos from the same, two toldos from the same av? What does Rabbi Eliezer hold? Rabbi Eliezer hold about two toldos. You get a question? Two toldos from the same av. What would you say? Basically, we've been explaining things. Two toldos from the same av. Wait, we've been explaining things. Two. Whether you go with Shemos Mukhlakin, that's for sure you don't two. And even Gufin Mukhlakin. We said that according to Eliezer, the fact that these are the toldos have different, wow, different suros, okay, different pulos, that according to Eliezer makes them distinct from Gufin Mukhlakin. So what in the world would the Svara be that the Avin it's told is what? The Avin it's told is one, but a two toldos within the same Av is two. By the way, this might be another pshat for the Ein Tzarich Lomar in, no, no, it goes the other way. No, not in fact. What? What's the, what? What's far you want to
get? I gave based on the different far, but I forgot the word I used, but it's like squashed by the hour.
Were you in last year? Oh, okay. So we went through that whole mahalach, and we showed that it couldn't hold up.
The rush.
Okay.
So does
Rashi imply it, but we showed that it could be pshat.
I showed that it was good pshat.
No.
A get given by.
First of all, you're talking within the chachamim, and it's not true. Okay, it happens to not be true. This is only within Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, so were you giving pshat to Rabbi Eliezer, or are you going to talking to the chachamim?
Giving a get to a daughter, he doesn't have a yad, his father's alive, which is when the father's dead, she has a yad. Explain the difference between the people when you have above a greater thing, which is
Anyway, that pshat didn't even work in the chachamim. So, anyway, so it goes like this. Anyway, yeah. We initiated the svara, so it was a good svara, but
I got
slung.
I know you said it, but I wasn't here, so
okay. Anyway. See, let's move on here. So it goes like this, watch this. So it's a shtickle plia. What's the pshat? Two toldos. Again, we're talking to Rabbi Eliezer now. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, the reason why there is two by an av and a tolda, we're going the other direction here. The reason why it's two by the av and a tolda is because it's not getting squat. They're totally separate. Okay? What's the pshat that what? That there's going to be two. Our question is, how can it be two by the av and a tolda and only one by two toldos? This is the opposite svara.
Who says it's one by two?
What?
Who says it's one by two toldos?
Who says it's one? I think it's a Rashi in... It's either a Rashi in Krisus. I think it's Rashi.
In the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer.
In Rabbi Eliezer. What? What do you mean? No. This is the Shiloh. Okay? Oh, here's where I saw it. I saw it here. I'll quote it to you. So this safe is Sidura Mishnasa. He doesn't give the pshat that I'm about to say, but... What? It's not quoting his pshat. He has a whole different mahalach here. But I'll just show you the source here. So exactly where it is. Rashi v'Tosfos Aliyah de Rabbi Eliezer, Okay? The machlokes. The asa shtei toldos me'av echad. Im chayev echad ushtayim. The das rashi bekrisus daf to zayin. The kumod rabbi lezer chayev. It's the other way around. Kumod rabbi lezer chayev atolum koimav. Kumochenu mechayev tarti b'shtei toldos me'av echad. However, Tosfos holds in Shabbos, the mode Rabbi Eliezer b'shtei toldos me'av echad, the ain of chayev el achas. This is Tosfos. This is Tosfos in Shabbos. Ayin hey with beis dibra maskel harei. Okay. So the question is, what in the world? Let's see if he butchered it. Is that it? Does he say it? Does he say it before dibra maskel harei? Is it a big one or a small one? Anyway, this is Rav Gusman. This is brought down in Rav Gusman. So he definitely, if it's not Tosfos, it's Rav Gusman's interpretation of Tosfos. So let's listen to this. I think it's mamish beautiful, because when we talk about the toldos, you see it? You don't see it? He says it beferish.
Yesh beferish and dovkam me'ein melacha achas haynu shtei toldos me'av echad. Aval Ava tolda didei mechayev tarti.
Ah, yeah. Shtei toldos. Okay, so listen to this. Listen to this.
Shtei toldos didei of one av.
He says, I don't know the whole context here. He says, Yesh meforshim d'hochi kamar me'ein melacha achas haynu shtei toldos me'av echad. Aval ha'av tolda didei mechayev tarti.
Okay, so listen to this. So watch this. Pasha pshat should be no difference. Because once you're saying gufin muchlakin or shemos muchlakin, so what's the difference? As Seth said, if anything, it should be the other way around. Maybe the tolda should be batel to the av. Go with that svara. Okay. No, it goes like this. The question is, at the end of the day, when you have this tolda. Told us in Zeres HaKasim. It's learned out from the app. So what do we say is the basis for the fact that, let's say we go with Gufun Mukhlakin, according to Eliezer. What makes it distinct? Obviously not the nature, not the what we're calling the Ofi of the Malacha, because that's all the same in all the toldos of that app. What makes it the toldos different and the tolda different from the app, what we've been saying up until now is that each of these toldos have different pulos and suros, and that makes them separate and distinct to be chay of different chatos. But what if I told you, listen to this svara, what if I told you that the tolda, it's a beautiful svara, the tolda by definition doesn't have any pula or tsura that is significant in terms of the character and definition of the malacha? Because what are we learning out from the Av? We're learning out from the Av, not copying its surah, where the toldos are basically just pulling out the nature, namely a growth, let's say by Zerea, right? Promoting growth activity. That's it. The fact that you're doing now a pula of watering or a pula of planting or a pool of pruning, that's just different ways to go ahead and do the activity of promoting growth. But the actual surah has no, okay, is not in any way part and parcel of the definition of the malacha. As opposed to the av. That's what makes an av. What's the distinction of an av from a tolda? Go for the fact that the Torah said there's a specific surah and pula. So that's the shaila. If you hold that a tolda is basically, in terms of its definition, suraless, pu'ulaless, it's just the conception of promoting growth, so then guess what? Two toldos of the same av, you can't view them as goof and mukhlakin. It's the same exact thing. Because Natiya and Zayva and Zamira, those, it looks like they're different, but not all it is in halacha. In terms of halacha, all you got there is growth promoting activity. But the Toda, in contrast to the Av has part of its Malacha Wat, Atzura. So that's the Shita of Tosfos. Rashi obviously holds, no. Once you pull down the Toda from the Av, each Toda gets its own Tzura. So therefore you can have Guf and Muchlakim. Woo! Real Shabbos, this is good Shabbos time here. What? Yeah. Listen to this. No, we're not finished yet. We're gonna do a little Hasra stuff here. Tosfos in his first Teretz, okay, basically says neither of them, Rabbi Eliezer or the Chachamim, have to be master that told the Mishum Av. So it's interesting. You could say that maybe the pshat is that according to Tosfos, the first Teretz in Tosfos could be going with like Rashi, that even the Avos are Guf and Muchlakin, and therefore if you want to, you could be master Mishum the Av, but you don't have to because what's the point? Like, it's not going to hurt if you go up the ladder, to, you know, and you say and you mess up, you shum up, great, no problem. But if you mess up, then it's a problem. Okay, but so that's one way of, you know, understanding what's going on, and that's why both of them hold, okay, because they're all going with Guf and Muchlakin. But the difference between the first Teretz and the second Teretz is the second Teretz holds that the Avos are Shemos Muchlakin, and therefore you have to be Masra Mishum Diav. Or if it's Guf Muchlakin, why would you ever have to? Okay, but there's another word here. It to me is fascinating. What's pshat that if you go ahead and you Masra Mishum, that's the end of the Shabbos there. There's something else fascinating. What's pshat if you go ahead and you Masra Mishum a different Av, that the reason why it's not good, Tosfos says, I'll just read you his Lashon. He says, you know why? You know why it's a problem here? No. Dachi parach, mishum mai masrin bay, shuchai rab amma mishum bayrer, aval hisru bo mishum marakid potter. Why? The kevin shu masre bedover shain doma, sabar shemalik bo, u potter. Makes it sound like, oh, I can be masre, I'm going to go ahead and do what? I'm going to be masre mishame mishum shchita. That's okay. That's okay. Only problem is that Savra what? Savra Shemalik. In principle, it wouldn't be a bad tolda. It's just a bad tolda in terms of the Kabbalah's. Sorry, it wouldn't be a bad Hasra. It's just a bad Hasra in terms of the Kabbalah's Hasra. I'm going to be Masra now. Boyer Mishum Gili Arayas. No problem. You know, I'll get a Gilead Arias that has Skila. So I think it's coming out of here something amazing. There seems to be another machlokas going on here, just in the subtlety here, that Asra, this is really a Sanhedrin sugya, but Asra really doesn't really need to specify the Shem Issa. The only thing you really need to do is tell him that this activity is Aser, and it has its Onish. And the only reason why, if you give the wrong one, it's not going to be good, don't take it seriously. Because the bottom line, at the end of the day, what's Asra all about? You can't do what you're doing, and if you do, you get it. Who cares what the Yisir is? He doesn't know. It's like, it's almost like, you know, like someone's going to go ahead and, you know, I know what you're doing is Asra. Right? So I go ahead and I tell you, it's us to do, you know, because you're doing dash, and it's really Boira, right?
But according to you, you don't have to mention the Tolda or the Avda. Just saying...
Well, no, the Tolda is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
The Tolda or the Avda.
Yeah, you don't have to. You don't have to.
You're just saying,
don't do that activity. If you do this activity, that is the Tolda. If you do this activity, you're doing... You're being Michal Shabbos. That is the Tolda. You're being Mishamer.
He wouldn't be Chayav if it wasn't a Tolda. He has to ask me something. Whatever he's doing is a Tolda.
So in other words, it's cheating. No, you don't have to specify what he's doing.
What are you doing wrong? He doesn't say, you know what the Isser in the Torah is. He doesn't say, the activity that you're doing is Usser, and you're going to get this for it. But what the particular Lav and Shame is, no. Obviously, you don't have to. Because you see that you can get the wrong Lav. Now, the question is, you know, maybe, okay, The only reason why Tosfos is saying this, okay, if you want to minimize it, is that maybe this is another support for the fact that we're talking about Guf and Mechlakim. That maybe the only reason why he's saying that the only problem is Savar Shemalig is because they all basically end up as Malacha. There has to be some connection that you're doing Malacha. But like, obviously, you know, would Tosfos go as far as saying, if not for Malig, you could be Masra, you know, Bayre Mishum Nara Marasa? That would be wild. But could be, as Rav Shachter would say, could be.